Or you're jerking off at night and they wake up and ask you what you're doing. You ever get that?
What?
You know, like, it's like you...
No!
Like, you wake
up... How are you? Get up and go to the bathroom.
Oh my God, I almost just passed out because I'm laughing so hard.
The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Geek Life HQ! In this corner, we have the bald sensation coming out of Naperville, Justin with an eye.
Thank you, thank you.
We have in the other corner the man who looks like a dirty wizard, Matt with two titties.
Wow,
and then
two titties?
In the other corner is the guy who looks like the other Justin but has the name spelled fucked up. Justin with an E.
You remember that time that woman asked if we were all related?
Yes.
It's like, that didn't even make sense.
Or is that at Twin Peaks?
Yeah, that was at Twin Peaks.
It's like,
that was a good show.
What
that
are
was
you
pre-COVID.
About?
Actually,
wasn't
I, yeah.
Right?
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah. It was. No,
like
no, that wasn't
ago.
Pre-COVID. It was
a post-COVID.
It was post-COVID. It was when we kind of semi-opened back up before we like closed down again.
Oh, but we didn't have to wear masks.
Not at the table.
No, not at the table. Yeah, we walked in with them. Oh yeah, that's right. Because I remember putting mine on to go to the bathroom.
Oh, there you go.
And they were all like, you know, in their titties hanging out outfits, but then the masks were like plaid too.
But the important thing. Remember them titties?
You remember that?
Yeah.
Bailey, we should do that again.
Yeah,
we
Taylor,
should.
Right?
We should before.
Taylor!
Shout out to Taylor!
It's like, you're the kind of guy, you probably wrote that down. You're like the
I didn't need to write
you're,
that
you're like
down.
The Steve Buscemi character, but instead of like killing people, you just write down hot chick names.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
And he,
that is very much me.
One day Sarah's going to come across this list. What's with this list of all these chick names
is, on? She is never finding my list. Never!
Oh my God.
Why do you have a list of all these chicks' names
I
on
just,
it?
I just remember it's like, for me, like in life, it's always like that hot chick, like the hottest chick, the one that I always like want, is always at some other table. And I'm like, fuck, man.
That's how
well,
it is.
Let's be honest, dude. We're guys, too. Like, there's always those chicks that, like, you can describe them, but we don't know their name. Like,
yeah.
You know that one chick with the fucking huge rack? You're like, oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah. It's like two fucking words, dude.
And hey, if you're listening to this and chicks aren't your thing and dudes are your thing, just imagine. It's the hot dude at the other table. You know?
Every time.
But here it's a chick.
I ever went to Hooters, dude. You see, there's like, you walk in and there's like fucking five or six really hot chicks. And you get the, like, section of the one with, like, you know, the mustache.
Yeah.
And, like, the black hair is
like, she's trying to make
out.
Right for her son, and she wants to tell you her life story, and you're like, you know what? I really want to sit in Chantel's section.
Yeah.
Is that okay? And it's like, you
don't
want
to. Against the single mom working at Hooters trying to make her son's life right.
Yeah, it's just
But I'm just saying, sometimes I want to go to Hooters, and I want the pretty ones to
That's
sit
like,
on my lap.
I
like
always
when you get a lap.
That waitress. I think it's because of how I look. I'm being discriminated against.
Oh, 100%.
You're, like, you're a nerd.
It's the way I look, dude. You think, that guy is a piece of shit, and he's not going to tip me well, but... You motherfuckers don't judge a book
actually,
by its
cover. Actually, he tips better than I do.
I tip fucking
You both
good,
tip better
dude.
Than I do, let's be honest. Because
I'm just saying, like,
I don't tip.
I'm pretty generous with my tips, but Matt's really good. Especially bartenders. Like, Matt's like, here's like 40. I'm like, damn.
Hey, dude.
Yeah, you did talk like that, like 40 bucks.
Especially now with COVID, and we've been out a few times since the whole thing. And like, these people are, I'm not going to say they're putting their lives on the line, but it is a stressful time, and they're working, and they're getting it done, and hey, you got to pay it forward when you can. I don't always have money, and I do pay it forward when I can, so.
But
you know, karma's a bitch.
In the vein of like going to Hooters and getting the ugly chick, me and Matt do have a place where we have gone where there are ladies who take their clothes off, and we always get stuck with one who will not leave us alone.
Oh, yeah.
She's known us for years.
I know.
You need to set a boundary with that.
Yes.
And you need to be like, look, here, right? And you hold up your dollar.
Oh.
You throw it.
No. I've done that before. Here's $20 to go away.
And what does she do?
And she goes away.
Nice.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, this is going to be the easiest night. You take the night off, honey. Here you go.
I'm like, I don't want anything from you. Just take the 20.
She's just like comfortable, so she just sits and hangs out with us.
Yeah.
Like, don't you got to go work?
Yeah, get out of here.
You know what I've done
Scram,
before,
lady.
Too? I've folded a 20 into a W, and I said, do you know what this is?
It's a win.
And she goes, that's a W, and I say, it stands for wingman. Will you be my wingman? And then it's And that's what you do. You make Jesus it like Christ, that. You man. Give her purpose in life.
Well, actually, see, she serves a purpose sometimes because I do ask her about the girls, and she usually gives me the lowdown on them.
The ones that are too drunk or like whatever.
Who really likes cocaine but can't afford it?
Pretty much. And she'll straight up be like, "Oh yeah, that's her." Da, da, da.
That's
she
the name. Told me all about her. That's the name of this episode.
Who likes cocaine but can't afford it?
All right, before we get too deep, we did get a voicemail this week. It's from our buddy Frank Nixon. I don't know. Oh, should I not say his last name?
Last name withheld.
Yeah, Frank N. Or no. F. Nixon. N. Frankson.
Nixon Frank. Oh, yeah. How do you get the Frank above the beans?
So I didn't listen to you.
Look at that, son.
I'll
excellent play. Something about Mary reference. Nice, all right. Dude.
So I'm going to play it right now.
Hey, boys. How's it going? Sorry, I've been so slacking. I had to figure out how to log in since Anchor is now on Spotify. Congratulations on you guys finally making it on Spotify. So good job. Nice. Anchor got bought out by Spotify, so I had to remember my password. Anyways, hey boys, I just finished watching the season finale of WandaVision. I loved it. Don't know what you guys think, but I think it's pretty epic and definitely keyed right in to we just finished watching Age of Ultron the other night, and it's amazing how all that stuff worked together. Anyways, I want y'all's opinion on WandaVision. If you guys already probably talked about it this week, then it's fine, but I definitely feel like Elizabeth Olsen is the best Olsen out of all four of them. Come find out there's four. Anyways, boys, I'll talk with you later. Hopefully get back with you guys next week. Bye. Keep it real.
The best Olsen. I don't know. Is there a
I thought there was
Olsen?
Only three. I didn't know there was four.
Yeah. We'll have to look that up, dude. I didn't know she was an Olsen sister.
See, I did. Yeah. I knew that.
But now that you... Now I, when I learned that, you look at her, and it's hey, she's kind of looks. Yeah. You know, the big forehead.
She's not as, buggy-eyed as the others, but she's still buggy-eyed.
Bug-eyed. It's like... Yeah. It's almost, I call a hammerhead look.
Yeah.
The eyes a little too far apart.
Yeah, well, I call those backspace eyes, right? someone's making the face, and they hit the backspace button, and it's like... Oh, too many times.
Too many times.
So, just too many. Or space bar eyes.
See, you know, I kind of regret not watching it or not even starting WandaVision because if it ties into Age of Ultron, which is underrated.
It's a really
movies.
Good one.
You know, maybe I'll have to break down and watch it, but I'm not paying for Disney Plus, so I'm going to have to still see
it. There are numerous ways that you can obtain this and watch it legally.
I know. That's exactly what I'm hinting at. Hint. But if you want to leave us a voicemail, head on over to anchorfm.com or where.
If you want to leave Matt your username and password,
you can send it online.
Well, you can also send it via email to geeklifehq@gmail.com.
If you want to hear your voice on the podcast, leave us a voicemail through Anchor FM, and we'll play your voicemail. And we literally will just play it. We don't ever screen them.
Yeah.
We like to hear and kind of get our own judge reaction, you know, from listening to
it. Yeah, exactly.
You can say some vulgar ass shit, dude. We might be hitting the pause button. So, whatever.
We pretty much say vulgar ass shit.
I know we do. So. But that's us, though. I don't want to, throw someone out there under the bus. If they're gonna...
Unless you get, super, we can't definitely... if it's too bad for us, you know it's really bad.
Well, you say some crazy shit sometimes.
I know, but...
I kind of flat-out said someone jerking off to Smurfs. That's that may be one of the worst things I've ever said.
We had a whole episode dedicated to King Kong and Dora.
We had two episodes.
But, since you're the only one who finished WandaVision...
No, I finished it.
All right. What do you guys think?
All right, so in terms of this...
spoilers, if there's any.
I am not a huge fan of how they ended it because I felt like they left way too much on the table. I felt like the acting was good. I felt like the part that a lot of people didn't like at the beginning makes sense as you go through, where it's like, oh, okay, I see why you did the Dick Van Dyke and Malcolm in the Middle and shit. I like that stuff. I thought it was cool.
It definitely explained it, with the whole, her being a kid and watching TV and stuff. It makes sense.
There's a lot of things that they did to fuck with the audience, which I don't care for. Because I think it's very meta for them to be like, hey, everybody, we got this guy who plays this character in another universe. Oh, he's nothing. And I'm like, I don't like that.
See, I would like it then. I would like this shit like that.
Maybe you would.
I like when they do, Ryan Reynolds plays Deadpool and they make fun of him playing Green Lantern
that's funny.
I love shit like that.
This one was more of a thing that everyone thought was going to pay off into something else, but it was just it turned out to be nothing. Well acted. I kept trying to say to myself, where's the budget for the show? Because there's this huge budget and all that. And it's like, I feel like the effects were that of, like, The Flash and Arrow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is TV just getting that much better? Because I expect more, like, movie-quality shit. And, like, here it is. And I'm like, all right. And I was expecting cameos. I was expecting something. And they just left so much on the table.
And it was lackluster to me. It wasn't horrible.
I think the last two episodes just sunk it for me.
It wasn't anything that made me go, oh, I need to tell everybody to watch this. It was meh.
Well, maybe I won't watch it then.
Like, Kevin Smith was fucking crying about the last episode.
He's been doing that a lot. I get it.
But yeah, he's like, it had me in tears. I watched him like, what the fuck did he cry about?
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, why would you
cry? There was no, like, sad, like...
I think Kevin Smith wait.
The last scene... Right before she goes off, and there's the mid-credit scenes and all spoilers. That, where she's there by herself.
Yeah,
and you know the whole show is ending and all that. I get it. That's sad because the girlfriend cried. So I get it. I am made of stone, so I did not care.
It didn't strike a chord.
Like, I care.
There's movies and stuff that strike emotion with me, and I'm like
something with dogs.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude. Dust gets in my eyes. Like, and fucking like, dog's purpose. I don't fucking...
When people waste food...
when you call me a fat ass?
Look at this old man with a cane.
When you throw away a half-eaten bucket of popcorn at the movies, I fucking will choke a bitch out. Yeah.
Another time I cry at movies when a really nice car gets wrecked. Maybe someone scratches a boat. Ever Caddyshack?
Yeah, dude.
Hey, you scratched my dinghy. I just think that it's one of those things where it could have been so much better, and they had all the tools. It just didn't work out that way.
Yeah. No, it was all right. It wasn't spectacular.
Yeah. It wasn't horrible, as we put it.
It's worth a watch, but it's not like something I'm gonna like. It's not something like The Mandalorian where I'm going to go back to and watch multiple times. Because, like, The Mandalorian, I've watched all those episodes probably at least 3 times. Because they're all great. And you notice things every time you rewatch
them. That's the season, man.
There is so much in those episodes, though. I mean, it's so much depth.
Well, not only that, like, I just don't see WandaVision as, like, one of those shows that, like, I can rewatch and be like, oh, that was amazing.
In the Marvel universe, do you have to watch this? You have to watch
it. Yeah, probably. If you're going to go into the next... This was literally... I feel like they made this show to bridge to the next movie. And that's all it is.
Okay. Like, but I thought dude's dead.
He is dead. Spoiler, he is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I say.
Kind of dead.
Yeah. What are you going to say? Because that's like a whole other thing, too. It's like, okay, that could have played out differently at the end.
With the White Knight.
Exactly. And it's because
he's the stone, right? And then he takes it, and he's dead.
No, not even. No. Eh. It's so weird. Eh. So
it's a little weird.
It's a little weird. But it's like, okay, I get it. Makes
sense.
And
I thought she was dead, too.
No?
No.
No, she's not dead.
Which one died? Her brother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get them confused, because they're so, like, mediocre.
But it's cool, though, because it's if you watch the movie Kick-Ass, right? Evan Peters is in that, too, with the dude that played Kick-Ass. He played Quicksilver in the Avengers movie, but Evan Peters plays Quicksilver in the X-Men movies.
Yeah.
So it's like they were both together, like, best friends in friggin' Kick-Ass.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, that was kind of fun.
And they had him play, so...
That's funny.
Peters is way better.
Oh, yeah.
Like, way better.
That's funny.
If anything, this show did make me want to go back and watch Age of Ultron, and it made me want to go back and watch the X-Men Days of Future Past. So it's like, at very least, there's like those things. So, it'll get those juices flowing again.
Nice.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was just a C.
Yeah, it's a C. For me, it's a C.
Could it have been a movie? Could they have done what they wanted to in an hour and a half?
Oh, yeah.
It could be, except for the beginning 3 episodes that were the sitcoms, because I feel like those had to play out. But everything afterwards, yes, movie. Gotcha. Could have been.
It could have been a movie.
And actually, the time goes to maybe like a 2.5-hour movie. That's what everything else goes. So you could watch the whole thing in like 6 hours, I think.
Yeah.
Or less, maybe.
So it could have been a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. But, it's a mid-range. It's nothing that I'm like, don't waste your time on, but it's nothing that I'm like... I think, go rush out and watch it.
I think it's going to fall in the same category as everything else right now, like Cobra Kai. It's hot right now.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it right now. In a week, it's fucking done.
Yep.
It's over. Because, where's your Cobra Kai now?
Well, I don't think that about Cobra Kai. Because
I do.
No way, because it's coming back with a vengeance, dude.
And it'll be popular again for a month, and then it'll be done.
But, until any shows that stream.
But it, yeah? I get what you're saying, though. It's like in the same thing I was just saying like about The Mandalorian. Mandalorian, I'll go back and watch. Cobra Kai, I watch the season, I'm done with it. I don't go back and rewatch
it. I agree. And I fucking love Cobra Kai. Like, I loved it. And it's the cheesiest shit ever, but I fucking love it.
Yeah, I mean, I love the show, but I'm not going to sit there with, like, if you're sitting there going, okay, I'm going to watch something that I've already watched.
I had to watch it twice, because I watched all of them without Shannon, and she was like, I was watching season three, and she's like, what's this? And and she was asking me questions, and I'm like, no. I'm like, fucking watch it. And I had
it's different, but I'm just saying, like... Again.
And it's not like, bad, it's funny. It's
but
funny.
I'm just saying, like, you sitting there going, okay, I'm going to put something on in the background... I'm not picking Cobra Kai. I'm not picking WandaVision.
You guys ever watch Cobra Kai and say, I want to beat that kid. I want to beat that kid up.
There's a lot of the shows I watch and I'm like, I want to beat that kid up. Fucking Walking Dead's one of them. I'm like, fucking eat Carl. Eat him. Eat that motherfucker.
I
hated Carl.
You get to that point where
and
you're
then Carl
like,
finally turned teenagers! Like, and then as soon as Carl turned like tolerable, they're like, let's kill him off now.
Yeah, that's because he turned 18 and he wanted big person money. And then the producer's like, nah, fire him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's only got con money now.
No, he went on. He was on A Million Little Things.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, wasn't he the guy's son to Cabin Fever too?
Probably.
Yeah. Whatever, dude.
Well, they all left at one point because they all thought they were going to get that big money, and then they went fuck.
Who all left?
Well, the only one that the chick who was married to Glenn.
Oh, Maggie.
Maggie left for a little bit.
She got money. Her show bombed, and she came groveling back. Exactly. And I was like, fuck that bitch.
Don't I'm just saying, though.
Fuck
Maggie. They all thought, oh, I got a huge
payout. She got a huge payout, but, nothing, bitch. Walking Dead makes you.
They thought they were going to get huge careers. Justin Bethel's the only one that fucking was like...
John
Bethel, whatever.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm the one... He made a career out of it. Like,
but...
Is he the red-haired guy?
No,
he's a Punisher.
Shane.
John Barenthal.
He didn't leave. His fucking character died, dude.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, he's the only one that's like...
His character dies in the first issue of the comic book, so it's so funny.
No, actually, third.
All right, third.
No, the first book is six issues, and he dies at the end of that.
That's fair.
You get Walking Dead X.
The first volume, motherfucker. It's a last.
I have the first three, so I've read.
So there you go.
I don't know anything past.
I know his character got killed, but I'm saying like as far as like people who have left the show, he's got the biggest career out of them.
I would say and then you got Rick Grimes leaving, and it's like a pussy move, dude. I don't like filming. It's like, dude.
No one wants to see him in anything else.
He doesn't do cons.
Yeah.
That dude's a pussy.
Isn't
when
he British?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Is he British? I thought he was Australian.
No, he's British. Yeah. So
we should be so lucky.
Whatever, dude. And then like we've been waiting at his fucking standalone movie for forever. I'm not even gonna watch that shit.
Rick goes to Washington. Here, Mr.
Dude,
Zombie.
For me, being a huge Walking Dead fan, like I had
to get the ghost of Jimmy Stewart to be in this. He's like, you're on order. Your whole damn system's on order.
Every time you behead a zombie, it gets its wings.
Clarence, they're eating my testicles.
Dude, but as a big Walking Dead fan, I have no urge to fucking see any of those standalone movies, man.
Oh, I'm...
Like, I'm ready for it to be done. I'm ready for the main series just to be done. And this is the last season. It's going to be extra long to get it done. 20-something episodes, I think they said they're going to do.
Just to get it done. Well, at least they're not fucking up like Game of Thrones, though. Right?
I don't know.
It's
man.
Like, hey, 20 episodes? I bet we could do it in 8. Don't. Stop. Do not pass go.
Yeah.
Stop.
So I'm just ready for it to be done.
They're going to do a total Game of Thrones. Let's just make everything fucking dark so you don't actually have to understand
they
it.
Do wait, wait minute, they do that. They do that in The Walking
Instead
Dead.
Instead of 8, let's do it in 6.
They, no! Seriously, dude, they do that in The Walking Dead because then it's the CGI looks better.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying with Game of Thrones, that season finale or the series finale, it was just so fucking dark during those fight scenes. Yeah. I was like, I don't even know what's going on.
That was the third episode of the last season.
Yeah, whatever, dude. It was just shit.
I literally had to change everything on the TV just to watch it to see what's going on. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool.
I didn't even get past the first episode of Game of Thrones.
A lot of people didn't.
They killed Snow, and I was like, I'm out.
The first of what?
Game of Thrones.
The first episode
killed Winter's Coming guy.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, fuck that. I get invested.
Yeah, that wasn't Jon Snow.
Or no, whatever.
That's his dad.
Whatever. Yeah, that's what I. You know what I mean. I say I haven't watched the show, but like, I invested in that fucking meme, and then I watched the first episode. I'm like, they literally kill the best dude in the first episode. I'm done. I'm not watching it.
Yeah, and then they had Jason Momoa, and they killed him off real quick.
Yeah, fuck that dude.
Technically, they made him a brain dead vegetable, and then she mercy killed him.
Yeah.
So
whatever.
After he pounded the shit out of her.
Oh yeah.
Like, has a brain dead vegetable?
No, she tried, but it wasn't happening, so she killed him. Nice, true story.
But you know what isn't a brain dead vegetable?
What?
Coming to America 2.
Nice. That's right. We watched a new movie.
Yeah.
We had a viewing party.
Woo!
But dude, going in with no expectations and thinking the movie was going to blow ass.
Everybody.
Well, that was your expectation. The movie was going to blow ass.
Everyone
I talked
to said this movie sucked. Everybody.
Dude, everything I read, everything, dude, said this movie sucked. And it was actually very comparable to the first one.
This movie was written for us.
Like, I think
the,
it was.
The only demographic it could have possibly been written for is people that are over the age of 30 who had seen the original and have fond memories of it.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about that first movie. Like, it's not like one of my classic movies.
It's a funny
movie to watch.
Yeah.
You know, it's got some funny jokes, it's a nice one-liners, it's got some good characters. And literally that's what this movie did. It brought all the characters full circle almost. And you get to see kind of what they were up to and where they were at.
Yeah, like a lot of people that you really didn't expect to see come back to.
Yeah, man.
Like, yeah.
So it was cool. You know, I don't really like musicals. I'm not saying this was a musical, but there was a little more too much singing in it for my liking. I just don't like that kind of shit in movies. Whatever, that's just me.
So. Yeah, there were some parts that were a little over the top. And I was like, yeah, they could have cut that back a little bit. But
yeah.
Overall, I mean... I wasn't displeased with the movie.
No, yeah. I mean, for PG-13, it felt raunchy still, like the first one.
Yeah, I mean,
they definitely pushed that limit, and I didn't hear them drop a lot of F-bombs.
That's fine.
It was fun. Like, they made a lot of good gags in this.
Did they need to make it? No.
No.
But was it like one of those sequels that came out and you're like, why the fuck did they even attempt to make that?
Dude, it's better than Borat.
I'm just saying, there's multiple sequels that you've watched and you go, what the fuck were they thinking with this?
Why? Well, that's what I thought with this. Like, dude, come on, dude. That movie is so... What are they going to do to make this make sense? And they didn't fucking do any weird CGI that didn't make any sense. They literally, all these dudes look old and they didn't even give a fuck.
And then the story tied it nicely together.
And then it's about the son. And like it's like, oh, that's kind of neat coming back to America. I get it. Ah, it's funny. You know, and it made sense. And it's like, nothing felt forced.
They fell into
It was a good little storyline.
Those tropes that it's like, everything now is like, oh, they had a daughter. So they kind of did that. But then they went back on it a little bit. And then, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
So it didn't feel like that Bill and Ted vibe where it's like, this is so obviously this. And I liked Bill and Ted. But also, like, Jay and Silent Bob, same deal.
Yeah.
Everybody has a daughter. Like, it's got to be a daughter. It's got to be a girl. And I recently found out that there's this test that comic book writer Kelly Sue DeConnick came up with. She says, can the woman, the female character in the book, the story, anything, be replaced with a sexy lamp? And I'm like, okay. So that's interesting. If they could be replaced with a sexy lamp, then the female character's not doesn't have to do anything. And I'm like, yeah, actually, that kind of makes some sense. So, and that was not the case here because the daughters actually had like a good part.
Is it kind of like what was it? The Big Bang Theory? They were like, literally, Indiana Jones doesn't even need to be in the movie,
right? Yeah, it just would have happened.
Yeah. And Nazis would have naturally the progression of the movie.
So
happened,
Indiana Jones is a sexy hat rat. You know, it's like he's like it belongs in a museum,
dude. So like there was some kind of woker like I wouldn't say principles in the movie, but like there was some woke shit with like. You know, having the daughters and then, like, him kind of changing the rules. But it didn't feel forced to me.
Yeah.
It felt like... It was like they're not rubbing your fucking face in it. You gotta do it. It was just kind of natural.
It was subtle. It was a subtle.
You know, I could have done without the whole bullshit, you know, all the political shit in the barbershop.
Yeah.
You know, but that's just me.
They were funny, man. Bringing back those three barber guys, and they bring back some other characters. I don't know if we should... Obviously, some of these guys are in the trailer for it, right? But no, it's funny. They did some interesting character work. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's worth a watch.
Definitely.
It's funny, man. Like, there's
if you enjoyed the first one, definitely watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite part was we're sitting there, and I'm like, this needs more Tracy Morgan. Then literally he shows up as if
like,
I had something.
Like, you said it, and it was like, and Tracy Morgan.
What's up, son?
going.
See, I think in the vein of that, I'm the opposite.
You want less Tracy Morgan. Yeah.
I'm not a Tracy Morgan fan.
Yeah.
I've only really ever liked him in like one movie.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back?
No, the one where the fucking movie that Kevin Smith did direct.
Cop Half? Or yeah, Cop Out?
No. Cop with Bruce Willis. That's probably like the only movie I actually liked.
I thought it was Cop and a Half with Burt Reynolds. Jesus. Hey, kid, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Talking about my car. Got my car. I'm a cop. That's all he does, dude. Chew gum. Recipes.
I love Tracy Morgan, man. He's funny.
I there's moments where I like him and there's moments where I'm like, he's too much.
I get that. But the most important character, Morgan Freeman, shows up in the film.
Nice. Yes, Morgan Freeman, and one had sex again.
They literally got everybody back from the first movie.
Yeah.
Except for Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, they didn't bring the sister back.
Which sister?
Lisa's sister.
Lisa's sister. I didn't see her. That's the only one. Because I thought she got together with Semi. Right, Arsenio Hall's character.
I think so. At the end of the first one,
they didn't even mention her. Really,
did she die in real life?
Maybe, I don't know. Man. I assume,
or because the mom could be one of those people.
But they mentioned the mom, so
she could be just one of those actors that got out of Hollywood and they're like, "You want to come back? No,
nah, maybe."
Because you do get those people that were like that. They go out and have families and stuff. And they don't want to deal with it anymore.
Yeah, but as you were mentioning about the music, there's definitely some really big musical cameos in this. And you should definitely check it out if you're a fan of the 90s.
It's funny. And I mean, I guess the way they did it was all right. It wasn't, but it's like, okay, I get it. It's a little bit shorter. Like, I don't need 10 minutes of singing here.
You know? Yeah. Wesley Snipes was fucking great.
Wesley Snipes, dude, what a comeback, dude.
Yeah, man. He doesn't look old.
I was about to say, I got to give it to him, dude. Eddie Murphy, Wesley Snipes, dude, they look the fucking same.
They do really look the same. Arsenio Hall, too, man. I mean, he looks a little older, but
dude, Wesley Snipes and Eddie Murphy have looked the same for the last 20 to 30 years.
Yeah.
They look
the same as on the cover of Adventures of Pluto Nash.
Yeah. Like, Wesley Snipes should just do roles like this from now on. Kind of funny.
Yeah.
Not too serious. Like, when he was in with the vampire thing.
Blade?
No. When he did the cameo in
What We Do in Shadows.
What They Do in Shadows, the TV show, when he's on, like, playing Blade.
when he's on the video
it's
call.
It's so funny, dude. Like, just shit like that, dude. I want to see him bring back Blade, dude. Or I want to see him in the Blade movies or something.
I don't know if he's going to be in the Blade movie. No, he's giving his blessing to it, to, like, the new guy that's taken over. So, you know.
I'm sure I've always enjoyed Wesley Snipes movies, especially when he does, like, dude, Demolition Man, he had that great, like, mix of comedy and action. Dude. Even the Expendables, he was comedy slash action. So
him,
like,
and Antonio Banderas were my favorite things about the Expendables.
Yeah, so
it's my favorite fucking thing.
So when you mix Wesley Snipes with comedy and action, dude, I fucking love it.
Nice, dude.
It's a home run.
Love it.
I'm with it, man. That was a fun movie. I would definitely say go out and watch it, especially if you've seen the original and you liked the original.
Justin's favorite part was they made a joke and literally got a character just for one joke.
Yes.
For a
yes,
scene that literally was 2 seconds.
It was so worth it.
So three thumbs up, dude?
I would say, yeah, definitely.
Three boners?
Yeah, three boners. We're bringing back the boner measuring system. Okay. Yeah.
How many royal penises?
Yeah, nice, dude.
Three royal penises out of
one
five?
Royal circumcision.
Fucking funny, dude. I'd say watch it.
That was worth it. I hope that there's more decent movies that come out like this.
I just hope this year we get some movies at all.
We're getting Snyder Cut.
This year, HBO is definitely, like, looking at what they're releasing. I'm like, damn, dude, we got Matrix 4, Godzilla, Snyder Cut.
What the fuck can the Matrix 4 be about? Oh, it's Neo's daughter.
Oh, no.
Basically,
the DSL line went out.
No, dude.
56K.
No, dude.
Nicolas Cage.
5G.
Matrix 4. They just want to see if they can make a movie that's not John Wick and have it be really popular. So they're just trying to go off that John Wick momentum. And if it's just him fucking kicking ass and saying as little as possible, I'll watch it. You know?
That's like the perfect formula for a Keanu Reeves movie. Have you seen Point Break?
I love Point Break.
It's going to introduce 5G. The Matrix.
5G's making all the frogs gay.
Dude.
Alright, Nicholas, alright. Give me another bone.
Jesus fuck, dude. Alright, you guys want to do Weekend Geek then?
What the fuck? Sure. I guess I'll start out, because I did my normal. You guys hear me talk about it all the time. I binge watched Lethal Weapon series.
Lethal Weapon 5, dude? Or what?
Dude, I was sitting there going,
did you watch the TV series with
Stifler? No, I haven't watched that. Actually, I watched a couple episodes of it. When Stifler was on it, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
When the other guy was on it, it was terrible.
Yeah.
He wasn't bad on the show, but yeah, the show was all right. But the movies, dude, the movies are fucking just so
weird. I agree.
That's why I can watch them over and over again.
I love that first one, dude.
Get some fucking Chris Rock. That's how they fuck you. They fuck you at the drive-thru.
Hey, you know who else is in this movie? Hey, who's the perp?
They steal my number. They call people in Afghanistan. I know what the fuck is in Afghanistan. I don't even know what a person in Afghanistan look like.
Jeez, man.
So, Lethal Weapon 1 through 5 you watched?
I watched Lethal Weapon 1 through 4 there.
Oh, okay. Through 4.
5 doesn't exist.
5 doesn't exist. Only in my mind.
Only on Always Sunny Philadelphia.
Only Always Sunny.
I'm just testing.
When they do full blackface,
I'm getting too old for this shit. And then they switch halfway through that movie.
At non-blackface,
Frank plays the Indian chief.
Was that in Be Kind, Rewind as well?
I want my full frontal.
I want a plow. That did exist. I guess Lethal Weapon does exist. Lethal Weapon 5, and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
So yeah, I watched that. I watched the Jack Black King Kong movie again.
Nice. Nice. Does it hold up?
It's still good. It's not a bad movie.
You just watch it to try to fucking look for his dick or what?
I did, dude. I was like, oh, shit, there it is.
All right, so speaking of that, right before I came here, I stopped at Target, and I was looking. They have a NECA figure, and it's like a smaller King Kong.
With a dick?
I totally looked for the dick.
Now that I brought it up, dude, you're always going to look for it because it's like, what the fuck?
And I did. It's a $30 figure, though, and I'm like, you know. I was really considering it because it looks really cool. Yeah. It's like old school King Kong too.
Well,
even has like the crazy eyes.
Nice. You would have liked the bust that we saw at the con, dude. That thing was fucking
beautiful. I had a photo.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck am I gonna do with a giant gorilla?
Like, I'm not gonna lie.
And I'm like the, what am I not gonna do?
With the last con I went to, the booth had a King Kong, bust of his head, dude. It was fucking amazing.
Oh shit! Look at that.
Posted this on the Instagram, on the Geek Life HQ Instagram. So if you guys want to see it,
nice.
It's one of our more recent.
It's very detailed.
It's awesome. Harambe.
Yeah, dude. Right.
Yeah, I get in trouble on Instagram. I try to stay off that thing.
But
every 6 minutes that I'm on there, I get another request from some Russian bride that wants me to check out her OnlyFans.
Look at the detail, though, dude.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It looks like Bigfoot's dick.
Yeah, and he's got the scar too, right?
Yeah, look at that. Look at this.
What's behind it?
The fucking chick, dude.
Yeah, she's on his shoulder.
Oh, that's like Faye Ray or something.
With the 90.
Oh, that looks like Jessica Hahn a little bit.
He smokes too much cigs, though, dude. His teeth are yellow.
Yeah, they're really yellow. He's eating a lot of termites and shit. What do apes eat? Bananas? I don't know.
Ticks.
Shit. Uh-huh. Ticks. Flies. Leaves. Stink bugs.
Snakes.
Snakes.
Fucking fish.
We get a gorilla that eats snakes.
Fucking shark. I don't know. What the fuck, bro?
Nice. So you watched Lethal Weapon 1 through 4.
Yeah.
What else you do?
Watch King Kong. And then, running the eBay biz, dealt with my first shipping guy of, your shipping's too high, man.
Oh, I hate those things, dude.
Yep. Sold it anyway. Go fuck yourself, buddy.
That's like all kinds of stuff. I mean, I don't have the gall to like go to someone and do that. Like, if I really, really wanted something, I would just look for another one.
Well, dude, that's why I literally said, I'll solve the problem. Don't buy it. There you go.
Or how about this? How about I charge you $70 free shipping, dickhead? Yeah. How about that?
And he didn't appreciate when I also responded, I can smash it with a hammer and put it in a bubble mailer.
Dude, you're taking too much from me, dude. And I because like you did like.
I would have loved to have seen that picture afterwards. Like you actually smashing something.
Put it in a bubble mailer and go. There you go.
Yeah,
$5 shipping on that now, asshole.
I said slight damage.
I said as is condition.
Well, dude, we went to a flea market too.
Yes, we did
go to
a flea
market. The first one of the year here in Illinois.
Cool, brisk morning.
Bro, I was so fucking jacked to go. Like, I got out a bunch of money from the ATM, and I was just like, I had a hard on.
I'm not going
to
lie.
I was ready to fucking buy, dude.
I bought some stuff, which is actually kind of weird. I don't usually buy a ton of stuff.
Yep, this we've established people don't like to give you deals.
No, they definitely don't. But dude, actually, I got some good deals at this place.
Good. You did, yeah.
And but Matt, dude, he had a little cart, dude. He was pulling around his little 80-year-old man cart, dude. Filled that fucker up.
I did, dude. I filled nice. That fucking up, man.
So you're packing everything up and you're buying shit still. That's gotta be crazy.
Oh, like, yeah.
Well, I mean, we found some illegal Mr. Potato Mans.
Oh, and Mr. Potato Heads.
We copped them all from a guy. He had like five.
He didn't know what he had. He knew he had Mr. Potato Head, and he knew the whole thing about. About, like, them getting rid of the Mr. and Mrs. in front of the Potato Head.
Yeah.
But he knew that, but he just didn't look up and see what they were going for. And we bought the ones, it's the Toy Story, like, Mr. Potato
Head. Oh, yeah.
So it has that kind of, like, look from the Toy Story.
His name is actually Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
In Toy Story.
Yeah. So
it's like, they can't change that. Like,
no, they can't.
Yeah, well, whatever, dude. But we bought them for $5 a pop, dude. And they're selling for upwards of $30 each.
Oh, wow.
So we bought them all. We bought, and we left all the Mrs. Potato Heads.
Yeah, because it was even, like, we're standing, like, he's like, they're like, you know, what should we offer? And he's, and I just went, what do you want? $5. We're like, all right, sold.
So, $5 each, done.
Nice.
Yeah. That was probably the deal of the day. I think I'll keep one, but.
Yeah, I was thinking about keeping
sell
one.
Sell the rest, one, yeah.
But, yeah, and I got, you know, I got them Vidya games.
Yeah? I got do you find anything cool?
I got the classic gold cartridge Zelda on NES.
Nice. I love Zelda. One of my favorite.
That one never goes out of style.
No, dude, everybody always. That soundtrack is one of the best video game soundtracks ever.
I can't beat it. The guy sold it to me for $10.
That's a good deal, man. That's a $25 game.
I know. That's why I was like, the week. I picked it up and I'm like, will you do this? And he's like, yeah.
I knew, dude. Like, they were making deals at that same booth. I think the one next to it. I bought all those kind of like. Tasteful nude books.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's right. Like, it's next like to that the guy, art. Yeah. Like there was a one of all this like. 70...
By the way, thanks for sending pictures.
Yeah,
the Betty dude. Page books.
Like it was a Betty Page. Like he bundled all these Betty Page things up together. One was like a nice art book. One was a comic book, both by Dark Horse.
Yeah,
and then there was a stack of like playing cards, all Betty Page.
She's got a new series out too.
A nude series?
No, a brand new one.
Nice.
So no, the old one's the nude series.
So like, dude, I'm flipping through this book, thinking there's not going to be like fucking shots or tits. But I'm flipping through it. I was like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah.
She was a looker.
Oh yeah.
And I'm glad there's these photos of her, because damn, dude, thank you for paving the way for all these fucking OnlyFans models, Betty Page. I'm glad about that book.
Yeah,
but the dude had $25 marked on that, and then there was another book that wasn't marked, and I'm like, how much more for these two? And he's like, well, I told him 20 on that one, and then I'll throw that one in for like another 10. So I'm like, fuck yeah, dude, I listed a couple of things from that lot, and I'll make my money back just from
that's awesome.
Two of the things. So
nice, yeah. And you get to keep the book of Cooter Shots,
and I get to keep the book of 1950s Cooter Shots, dude.
Nice,
yeah,
nice.
Full bush.
It's actually signed by Bob Crane.
Nice, dude. He signed it with a tripod to the head.
He did.
You know,
like, there's blood in there. It's up to you if that's brain or
dude,
or is it raspberry like, jam?
If you get that fucking joke, dude, yeah. What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, you're as messed up as we are. Who else saw autofocus?
Oh my god, I fucking love that movie, dude. Fuck yeah.
Oh, Greg Kinnear.
Fucking
yeah.
Great role for him, dude.
It was a great role.
Oh my
for him,
god,
yeah.
Man.
I used to love Hogan's Heroes too. Like I watched.
I love Hogan's
that.
Heroes, dude.
Did you know Kitch had a radio in the coffee mug? Dude?
Dude, I think Fine to Me, though, at the flea market, that they actually Fine for Shannon. She was flipping through these old wrestling magazines. And in the middle of them, there's an old Fangoria from the 80s.
Oh, wow.
With Evil Dead 2 on the cover.
Yeah. Cool.
And she bought it for $5. Dude, I looked that fucker up. We're sitting there at Denny's after we went to the flea market. Fucking, and one dude had it listed for $80.
Damn.
So
was it from 82?
83 or 84.
Wow.
I can't remember.
Okay.
But yeah.
Cool.
Thing is in mint fucking condition. No page tears or anything. No water like damage. Real wear on the, thing, dude. But I have it listed for $50, dude.
Nice.
So if it'll sell, I don't know. I'll take $30-$40 for it. But it.
Hey, you heard it here first.
Yeah. Don't
offer him $20.
Don't
free
fucking
shipping.
Lowball me. You fucking asshole.
Trade him for your nude book.
Yeah.
Okay? Actually, do what Matt loves the best. Go on the Duo Finds eBay page, email him and say, what's the lowest you'll take?
Oh, I love that. You know what? I absolutely love that, dude.
Oh, man.
Or and then when he says no, then you need to bash it and say it's the biggest piece of shit you've ever seen.
I still want it, though.
And you want it, but the shipping's ridiculously high. And how could he do this?
You
need
can
to
you
that.
Smash a magazine with a
dude,
hammer?
Dude, so like,
put it in a paper shredder.
Fuck,
oh,
dude.
There you go.
Like, the one thing I got today, actually, was a message saying, do you send to Italy... can I get a discount? And it was like in choppy fucking English, because obviously maybe he's using a translator, but I messaged him back and I'm like, do I ship to Italy? Question mark. What does the listing say? Question mark. You know, it's like, look at the listing. And like, I'm like, what discount? And I said, discount for what? Question mark. You know, what am I giving you a discount for? Like, what are you buying, a couple things?
Because it's prestigious for you to say that you one time shipped something to England.
You know?
Oh, wait, Italy.
Like, what goes through a buyer's head? Like, I get it. I use eBay Global, and that's really expensive for people in different countries, but I don't give a fuck. It's easy for me to ship them something to Kentucky and not have to worry about customs paperwork. I don't want to deal with
that. There's got
to
be something in there for eBay.
You know what I'm saying? No, they jack the fuck. It's crazy, dude, because you can see what they pay.
Oh.
Like, for like a $8 turtle, you know, I get charged the shipping to Kentucky, which is like $5. But they do pay like $35, dude.
Oh,
like,
wow. Total.
It's fucking crazy what they pay. I don't care. Don't fucking buy from me, dude. But that's all I'm shipping. I don't want to deal with customs. I don't want to deal with that, dude.
I'm with
you.
It's like $30 to send something to Canada.
You know?
You know? It's crazy.
I'm not dealing with it.
I'm just going to say this. As a person who sells, don't fucking email us about shipping. Most of us don't even jack it up. We let eBay calculate it.
I literally have a fucking scale, dude, and most of my boxes weigh like 3 ounces, so I weigh my item. If it's like 9 ounces, 9, 10, 11, 12 ounces, dude, that's how I do my shipping. I weigh and I add,
so you're
for a
not
box.
Even putting in there what bubble wrap and internal shipping is.
No,
so
I'm not.
That's actually more fair.
Sometimes I eat it, dude. Sometimes.
Oh yeah, there's been plenty of times, you know? I'll lose $5.
There's that sweet spot of like when I say something's 2 pounds and it comes in, like, most sweatshirts I mail are like 7 ounces. So you put 2 pounds in, so there's a little bit there, but not really. They pay $13.10, and it might cost me $10.50. You know, it's not much.
Yeah, like, if I'm making anything on shipping, it's like $1.
Not even, dude.
If that. Because after eBay fees, really, I'm not making anything.
Yeah,
because they charge you fees on shipping.
Yeah, because they charge you a total value fee on shipping plus the product.
Yeah. And then they say, oh, we give you a discount through USPS, quantity, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And that basically, they charge you a fee on the shipping, and that's their fee. Mm-hmm. So it's a fucking complete racket on their part.
The only thing that I've ever seen a huge shipping discount on is the heavy stuff. Because like that Cowabunga Carl van, they got charged $30, and it only cost me $15 to ship. But because I got the final value fee on there, I really didn't make anything.
Yeah.
I sold my first thing on Mercari, and it was an absolute nail-biter. Like, you have to send it to them, they get it, and then they have 3 days afterwards to rate you as a seller.
That's
and
then you Poshmark.
Get Poshmark's like that, too?
Yeah.
Holy shit, how do you do it, man? Because I'm just like, I sold this for $80, and I was like, fuck, come on, give me my money! Give me my money! And it's like, I sat there, I rated him, he rated me, and it's like, I still don't have any money. What the fuck is going on? You know?
Yeah, with that kind of, you just,
well,
you just got to sit and wait for it.
I tell my buddy who's an occasional seller, dude.
Yeah.
Like, don't spend that money, you know, before.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, with eBay, for me, it's 30 days, because they can have up to 30 days to say something's fucked up.
Yep.
So I don't spend shit for 30 days, dude.
Yeah.
So it's like a weird calculator that I have, like, in my phone that I know when I can and can't spend.
I pretty much keep a reserve for when people go, I want to return this.
Yeah. So with Poshmark, it's nice, because you got 3 days, and if they don't okay it after 3 days, Poshmark just says, boom, you're fine.
Yep,
and you're done. They had 3 days, they can't return it.
Yeah.
You know, which is cool, too.
That's cool.
Why,
and
I
you're
like,
using that now, too?
A little bit.
I know you were doing that.
Yeah, right? I still do the I sold a pair of pants on it while we were talking.
Nice, parachute pants.
Yep, totally.
Nice.
No. But
pleated underwear, maybe?
Yeah, no, I like, I, you know, as a seller, I do like the Poshmark model.
Yeah.
But, you know... The market's not huge there.
Are you guys buying anything on eBay right now?
eBay,
yeah, I still buy.
I buy on eBay every day,
especially when I need to complete. when I need to complete stuff,
it's an addiction.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. I was just looking at how much shit. I ended up getting the Turtles Universal Monsters.
Nice.
So I'm only missing two of them now, which is April and the mutant alien Raphael. Which April's not impossible to find, but I'm gonna have to find her in box and take her out. And then
why?
Because I have them all loose, so I wanted them loose just for the.
You'll be able to find her loose.
Maybe at a show or something. I will, but
give me one day. I'll find her loose.
Right? One day, yeah.
Okay. Give Matt one day with April. He'll give her to you nice and loose.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to turn that down. An Irish woman is a
why is it all sticky?
Nice, dude.
Because I got it off a kid.
He was eating candy.
Chocolate. So, did we ever get to what you did for your Weekend Geek?
Kind of, yeah. We did the flea market. I found some fucking porn.
Nice.
I bought the Evil Dead thing. What else did I do?
You have a 1990s starter hat on. So that's
another find at the flea market is, 1990s.
Same booth,
yeah.
Set you at the
Black Label. Wow.
Black Label, yeah, dude, with the stickers still on it.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, wow.
Justin saw all this dude's hats, and there were some old ones in there from the 90s with tags and shit.
Yeah.
He's like, there's too many of them. They gotta be fake.
Dude, I still am like.
Nah, dude, they're not, man. I went through them, dude, and I was looking at the. When you look at for something fake, look at the stitching in between the stitching.
Oh, I know that.
You know, you look at a logo. If the logo looks like wonky, like, you know, you have a Reebok, you know, the abstract seagull.
Oh, yeah.
You look at the spacing in between the shapes, and if it's not all uniform.
And you also got to look at how the threads go, because on legit shit, they don't have threads that go in between the logos and stuff. So I know the tall tale signs, but dude, I don't know. It's just way too many for me to be like
that. That dude literally does what we do. Times 10, dude.
Well, I mean, I get it with the jerseys and stuff. Like, I wasn't knocking the jersey. I was looking at the jersey. I'm like, I know those are legit. Yeah. But those hats, I'm like, come on. I don't know.
He also goes to estate sales, too, bro.
So, I mean, it's possible. People have died.
Like, I mean, he's legit, dude. I know him from selling at the flea markets, dude. Yeah. Like, he's a legit dude. I've
never seen that many with still tags.
There was only a few with the tags. There was maybe, like, six out of the fucking two stacks of hats, dude. Yeah. And they weren't all good. They weren't all winners, dude.
No.
You know, I mean, there's a couple in it. A lot were duds.
Yeah, for every Charlotte Hornets, you get, like, for every Charlotte Hornets, you get, like, the Reds. Or, like, you know, not even, like, the Montreal Expos. It's
actually,
like,
you can't even find, like, the Reds and, like, Indians anymore. Everyone's buying that shit up.
I didn't think
and the Reds... And Redskin stuff. So, like, I sold an old vintage Starters Washington Redskins jersey.
Nice.
I didn't think I was going to sell it. I bought it for $1.
No,
but because it has Redskins on it.
Nice.
That's my uncle's team. Always has them.
So. Well, the Washington football team now.
Yeah, the Washington Caucasians.
Yeah. And like the Beers. Right? The Beers and the Tramps. Wait, no, the Caucasians were not on basketball. They were on the Al Bundy team when they had that league. And they had those. The Hooker League and the Stripper League.
As I send you that Al Bundy rookie card,
that
you're like,
is that real?
Yeah, it's real.
Did you have that?
No, you can buy it. I saw it for sale.
That's pretty slick.
It was only $13.
Oh, fucking his real autograph?
I don't know if the autograph was real, but...
Yeah. If that's his real autograph, I would totally get that.
I'd spend $20 on that, dude.
Absolute friggin'
Ed O'Neill, dude?
Yeah.
In his high school football jersey.
If you kill a man in the heat of passion, you go to jail. But if you do
it... Now, if you look it up on eBay, that guy... Well, I saw it on Facebook Marketplace. I'm like, let me check this out on eBay, because I always do that.
Yeah.
Because Facebook, dude, people jack fucking the prices way up now.
They're so fucking flaky,
it's all lowballers, dude, on Facebook Marketplace.
In Facebook Marketplace, it's like, I'm selling my son's comic books. Cool, I'll buy them. He has decided not to sell them. I'm like... This has been an hour. That's it. You don't do that.
Yeah, no. Facebook, so I won't go to eBay, and I was like, oh, shit, there's some more of them on there. So I'm like, oh, it is real. So, yeah, nice. They were going for like $13 on eBay.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
If it's real signed, I would consider it. Yeah.
Dude, I sold on Facebook Marketplace last week. I was selling like some furniture because we're getting ready to move. And like literally, I say this in the ad, dude. I have 3 pieces of the furniture. They're in the same family of IKEA, whatever, like Dulsendager, whatever the fuck it's called. It's like 2 shelving units and a TV stand. All look the same like make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, will not split up. Want 100 and blah blah blah. I can't remember what I was asking. And I'm like, I reiterate, I will not split up. I want to make this an easy transaction. So please do not message me if you're wanting just one. I'm not gonna do it. And then like 80 fucking messages later, you willing to split up. It's like, fuck, dude.
What the fuck?
And I didn't have to split them up, dude.
Good.
The lady came, fucking literally, I think I asked 130. She gave me 150, and I didn't even look at it. She's like, here's the money. I'm like, cool. Put it in my pocket. Helped her take the shelves out. She fucking leaves. I pull the money out. I'm like, oh, shit, I owe her $20 for change. I text her. I'm like, hey, I owe you 20. I didn't look at it. Just keep it. Have lunch on me. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Wow.
Fucking crazy, yeah. Dude.
Nice.
So I paid it forward. With another thing I had, listen, I was asking like 130 or 150, and the guy messaged me, he'd take 90. I'm like, why not, dude?
There you
Come
go.
Come on down, dude.
Yeah.
You know, and so I
awesome.
Still, yeah, dude, so it was nice, dude, paying it forward.
That's
karma.
Very nice.
Yeah. You know, so I said.
When people do nice things, it puts you in a good mood.
It
and then
does.
When people aren't dicks towards you about something, you're like, eh, all right, come on.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles.
It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
Use the front door!
Oh, they're so disgusting.
Yeah,
I made a career out of that. That's how I had a lot of sex.
With dudes off of Facebook Marketplace?
No. Definitely with chicks.
You're waiting for him to pay it forward.
They're like, you're nice. I'm like, I should do something nice for you. I'm like, sex would be good.
Suck
and they're like, okay.
Suck it?
Yeah.
What's a nice thing I can do for you?
You suck
sex
it.
Sex would be very nice.
They say nice guys finish last, but truthfully, we finish first and then get out.
You bust really quickly.
Yeah, we get out. Yeah. I'm like, hey, good luck with that.
Jesus Christ.
I hope you start your business.
I'll start whatever business you want to start, Mikey.
Yeah. Hey, uggos need love too.
Hey, guy from The Simpsons.
I'm really quite lowbrow.
He's made a career out of stooping ugly chicks.
Hey.
You thirst your pelvis. You thirst your pelvis.
I didn't do it, guy.
She was like, I want to make love with the lights on. Justin's always like, nope.
Nope, you gotta put this bag on, baby.
Just let me put this bag on. On my head.
Yep, yep. You mind if I wear a ski mask with blackout? Blackout sunglasses, baby.
You got that executioner's mask? I'm just put that on
Have
myself.
You ever seen Impractical Jokers? I'll put these shades on so I can't see you.
I'm gonna put these ball gags in my eyes.
You look real cool with the sunglasses on. Oh yeah.
All the girls he meets are like, oh, he was such a nice guy.
Doesn't pull out.
For some reason, we were having sex. He just wouldn't open his eyes.
He was crying. It was beautiful.
I think he was singing a Prince song.
He wouldn't even look me in the face.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on.
You guys hit a new low.
So what did you do for your Weekend Geek, sir?
I watched the original and the remake of Stephen King's The Stand.
Cool, dude. So, nice.
Yeah. Paramount Plus just came out, so I've been hitting like a ton of that. Watched
was
the SpongeBob
it better
movie.
Than the original and the remake of Pet Sematary?
So way better than any Pet Sematary ever. But the original Stand still is better.
Fucking
if you ask
love
me.
It, dude.
It's such a good fucking movie, and there's so many parts in it. Like Rob Lowe is excellent in that movie.
Yeah.
You've got the guy that plays Patrick, Bill Fabergake, you know, Dauber from Coach. And the new one has a lot of stuff. Like, there's nudity, there's swearing, there's, like, intense gore. There's
as soon as you say nudity,
you got me, dude.
The Psycho Kid.
I'm in.
So, the Psycho Kid from the movie that plays Harold looks like me in high school. So, and I'm like, well, that's interesting.
Like, what the fuck, man?
I'm like,
it's like I play cards with my brother's kids.
Yeah. But I can't say that the new one is completely better than the old one. It's just, it's a lot more graphic.
Mm-hmm.
And the old one, I feel like there were characters that it's like, all right, I didn't really care for Franny, who was played by, what's her name, Pretty in Pink? She was like nothing.
Yeah.
But the new one was like, oh, wow, this actress is really good. I just don't like the character because she's a bitch.
What city was that? What fictional city was that? Was it wasn't Drury, was it? Like an edit?
Boulder, Colorado?
Oh,
Colorado?
Is it Colorado?
Yeah. Colorado? Boulder, Colorado!
I heard Mel Gibson lives there.
Prospectors! Hemmingford Home!
I found some silver in Golder, Colorado!
But Whoopi Goldberg was great in the new one, so I would recommend this. I would say everybody should do what I did. Go out, find yourself a copy of the original Stand and watch it, because it's really fucking good.
Love that movie.
And then, like, and it was one of those things I never saw back in the day, and now watching it with, like, Miguel Ferrer and, like, all these guys that you've seen in other places, you're like, this is actually a really good fucking movie. And then the new one, you watch that, and you can compare them. And you just be like, all right. But it's an investment. That was, like, a 12-hour investment across,
Jesus
like,
Christ.
The entire week. So that was a lot of viewing.
I don't even invest, like, 12 hours in sleeping all week, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things you probably do, because you will die. So,
that's been drinking coffee, dude.
Just drinking lots of coffee. Yeah. Like,
my pee's red.
Oh, yeah. You
ever seen that movie Student... I pissed blood, but that's okay.
You ever seen that movie Student Bodies? Sometimes Melbert pee red. They were killing all the kids that were having sex, and they thought it was the... Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I pissed blood, my teeth are falling out, but other than that, I'm all right.
Isn't that good?
I did start rewatching Revenge of the Nerds as well, and that is a fucking classic. I love that movie. The original. Nice.
Those are great.
Yeah.
Those
not are not great. Like the four remakes afterwards, but like the first two are really good. Yes. You know.
Exactly. Yeah, with the original cast with Booger and all them.
Yeah. Booger's my hero.
Speaking of 80s movies I want to rewatch, is that one with Val Kilmer.
Oh, Real Genius?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's we were talking about it.
Yeah, that's a good fucking movie. One. Yeah, yeah. Val Kilmer's a weirdo, dude.
You know what? I don't think that I've seen a movie with him in it that I didn't like. And he's nuts like Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
And I think that's why I like him.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Saint. Was he in Untamed
Heart, or was that... no, he wasn't. That was Christian Slater.
Yeah.
But Heat, man. He was fucking great in Heat. Heat was awesome. The Saint? That wasn't that great, I guess.
Yeah, the Saint.
But he was good.
Little fun factoid about the movie Heat is that big gunfight is... That's the actual audio from, like, the guns being fired off, like, when they were recording, and they didn't overdub anything.
Oh, no shit.
It's actually the sounds that the blanks were making, and then the directors loved it. Wow. They wanted to go with it.
That's a long sequence.
Long sequence.
That whole movie is super fucking long.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, let's get Al Pacino and Robert De Niro and throw them in a movie and see what happens. What happens? Mwah!
Classic. It's a little long for my liking.
It's hard to rewatch, like, not in pieces, because it is like it's like longer than Lord of the Rings.
As a gun guy, I just love that sequence of how they're like covering each other and hiding and like pulling the money, and it's like it's really real, dude. Like, if you're gonna rob a bank, fucking watch that movie and take some fucking notes, dude. Okay.
Yeah, don't watch The Town. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I've never seen The Town.
The Town's actually pretty good.
I love fucking The Town, dude.
You know, come on, dude. The fucking from the director, Duncan's in it.
From the director of...
Gone Girl?
Argo? Fuck yourself, yeah. You know? Yeah. Like,
Argo is now on HBO Max. You see that one?
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. I might give that a rewatch.
Nah.
I'll go fuck yourself. I'm Alan Arkin. Go fuck yourself. I'm old. My balls are hanging.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Good old Alan Arkin.
Yes.
Wasn't he in a movie with Morgan Freeman and they were like trying to be like old? Oh, and Michael Caine, right?
Yeah, they were like gonna rob a place, weren't they? Like,
we're gonna rob something because we're
Ocean's 3.
I don't know what the fuck it was. They got him like out of the retirement home. They're like, we're gonna go fucking rob a bank or something.
Hold on, everyone. My balls. It's like, and he's like that every fucking movie. You know, he's like, I'm the old guy.
Well, that's what they do now. They're like, let's get retirement home movies a shot. Morgan Freeman's done Las Vegas.
Yep.
He did that one with Michael Caine where they're going to go rob the thing. And then he did another one where he like runs a retirement village with Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Really horrible.
Oh, my God. That sounds like the worst thing ever.
Oh!
I bet Book Club was better. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
It was.
I don't know, man. The last thing that I did is... I got into Jessica Jones season 2 because I never finished it.
Nice.
So we're going through that one.
You go deep in her or what, dude?
I would, you know.
I'd go deep in her.
Jane about from that. Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
The one who died by choking on her own vomit.
Yeah.
That was so fucking sad.
Yeah, dude, Walter White.
She was also the bitch in Apartment 22 or whatever.
Don't trust the bee in Apartment 123 or something.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
And if you remember that movie, She's Not That... Was it She's Not That Into You? Or He's Out of His League?
He's Out of His League.
She was the one with... she was, like, the best friend.
Yeah, I think I was...
That movie. That was, like, the first time I remember seeing her. And I'm like, all right.
I dig it.
Yeah.
Nice. I'll look at her naked.
Yeah. Pretty much. I don't know if they've seen it. I'll have to
she
check
can, the... She has the Betty Page vibe going.
Yeah, she does.
Jessica
Jones. Yeah. I checked on Mr. Skin. She did nothing.
Oh, wow. fuck it.
He's like, I already checked.
It's probably this like fake.
I'm like, it's okay, guys. I already checked.
It's probably this fake.
I already checked.
He's like, I did my research. She's not on Mr. Skin.
She's not a shit.
My nickname is Mr. Skin.
And then I quickly deleted my browser history so the girlfriend wouldn't find out.
As quick as you can.
I have two phones, one for Mr. Skin and one for regular stuff.
You too? Well, unfortunately, they have the same IP address.
Let's be honest. You know, Sarah's like, what are you doing? Look at the turtle stuff.
Nice.
No, come on. You know what? It's funny because you get at that certain age and they're like, you jerking off? It's like,
yeah.
I can't let her know I'm not jerking off. I'm buying turtle stuff on eBay.
Or yeah, I'm jerking off at you.
Yeah, yeah.
Or are you jerking off at night and they wake up and ask you what you're doing? You ever get that?
What?
You know, like, it's like you...
No!
Like, you wake
up... How are you? Get up and go to the
bathroom! Oh my god, I almost just passed out because I'm laughing so hard. Jesus Christ.
Like, you ever just kind of, like, grab her titty while she's laying next to you?
Yeah! I think we talked about this in the baseball episode, right? Yeah. You just reach over, you're like, what's going on? Don't worry about it.
Shut the fuck up.
Be go done back in a minute.
Oh, I just need another 3 minutes of grabbing it. Leave me alone.
Just don't roll over on this side after. Oh, yeah, and god. Change the sheets in the morning.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Oh, my god. And give me a sandwich.
Two Advil. I got a fucking headache.
And don't mind the charges on the Visa card. They're just turtles.
Turtles, damn it. It's turtles.
Oh, Jesus Christ. On that note, dude, let's wrap it.
Alright guys, be sure to check us out on geeklifehq.com. You'll find the podcast there. You can email us, you can do it all.
Send us voicemails too.
We love our robust Facebook page.
Yeah, yes, tell us if you've ever woken your significant other up.
I've done it to watch a movie before. That's what it is. You gotta check this shit out.
Or if you've lied to your significant other to purchase something. What are you doing in there? Jerking off? I'm not purchasing nothing.
I feel like at this age, I would rather get caught jerking off than buying something else on eBay.
And then when the packages come in, she's like, what are these?
Porno. Jerk off.
It's jerk off material. Semen. Semen.
It's lube and porno mags.
It's all my extra...
gifts for you.
Yeah, gifts for you, baby.
They're a surprise.
It's gifts for Jeb Jeb, baby.
Jeb Jeb, you're everywhere I want to be. Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Peace out, bitches.